Let's go to Kim Spivak, who is helping me do phenomenally. She is an EMP 180 manager and nutritionist. She's at EMP 180 in Potomac, Maryland. She is also the nutrition coach for our producer, Heather Hunter. She has helped both of us navigate the EMP 180 program and be very successful at it. Kim, it's so good to talk to you. How are you?
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Kim. How are you today?
Great. We're doing great. So, Cam, EMP 180 is amazing, and so many people here at the radio station have gone on this. And I the last time I spoke with Kim, I was having a little bit of an issue, and I realized, we talked about it, that I had to get back to keeping track of what I eat and where I kind of go awry, because sometimes I think that, oh, this is okay, and it's really not going to keep, you know, get me off kilter, and it does. Mm-hmm. So that has really been the key for me, and it's something that I continue to still do because it keeps me on track. So that's what works for me. But Kim, Thanksgiving is this week, and my husband said to me, could you ask Kim if crumb cake is okay? Because he eats the same way I do. He eats the EMP 180 way now as well. He's like, can you ask Kim if we can have crumb cake? I told him I think that's a hearty no, but I promised him I would ask.
Well, Mary, we all make our choices. I think for me this year especially, you know, there's no reason to put your health on hold for the holiday. We know why. It's so important to be healthy and to be active, especially in this environment. So it's pretty simple. The first thing you have to do is make a decision. And your decision to not put your health on hold is an important one. Once you make a decision, then you make your plan. And then the easiest part is to execute your plan, because if you did the first two things, then you know what you're doing. The decision to not put your health on hold is the first step. And then with the plan, there's some simple strategies that will help you stay on track throughout the day. The first thing, Mary, and we've talked about this before, is don't not eat. Common thing people do on Thanksgiving. They think, oh, I won't eat anything until the meal and I'll save calories or whatever. And what happens is they're hangry and they eat whatever they see. And a lot of it, and that usually backfires. So that's your first part of your plan. Get some protein in you in the morning. Also drink plenty of water. Be hydrated. It'll also make you feel full before you sit down to your meal. Then what I would say to someone who's not putting their health on hold is to start with the protein. Get some turkey on your plate, then look for anything green. If there's a nice green salad, if there's some raw veggies, put that on your plate next. And then part of your plan might be you want your favorite. You want a little bit of your favorite thing. So that would be the next thing I would put on my plate. After that, it's really a toss-up. It's do you really need or want some of the other things, or is it just a tradition and you feel like you got to put it on your plate? When you're eating, you want to take your time and think about, you know, how am I going to, when I'm finished this, figure out a way to get up and be polite, but be active afterwards. So eat your meal slowly, savoring every bite, especially of your favorite. You don't need three meals. You just need one. So when you're finished, you know, you want to help whoever's hosting, if it's you, whatever, help clean up the plates and things like that. Just get away from the food. We talk a little bit about alcohol. You know, it does lead to sometimes other choices being made. If you can be the type of person who can just have one cocktail or a little bit of wine with your meal, fine. But if you know that you might overdo it, or it might end up, you're like, oh, well, I don't care, I'll have more of this or that, you might decide not even to have it. So that's something else that you would make in your plan beforehand. Your family, you know, I'm lucky because when I do see my family for Thanksgiving, I bring my dog. And it's like known that we're going to walk the dog. So it's usually a good way to get people outside.
That is.
So have that as part of your plan to build that in. And that should make it pretty simple for you in terms of dessert. Again, if that's your favorite thing, maybe you eat your vegetables and your turkey, and you might have a little slice of your favorite, like pumpkin pie or something like that.
Yeah.
If you're hosting, you can devise your menu accordingly to your own goals. But what were you going to say, Mary?
No, I was going to say, and that's one thing. I just want people to know as we're talking about this, that if you go to emp180weightloss.com, which is the webpage, there is a section that has Thanksgiving menu ideas, which is fantastic because I'm seeing things on here like butternut sausage stuffing, sweet potato casserole, let's see, bone broth braised collard greens, turkey, braised turkey, and all these wonderful things, a simple roast turkey for two, which is fantastic. If you wanted to do a pork rib roast, garlic roast beef, there's a lot of really great recipes here that will help you satisfy those cravings. And there's even some desserts here that will help you satisfy those cravings. And for me, that is key. If I have a craving for something, I can eat other things knowing that they're healthier, but I still have that craving. So I find that getting a good version of that craving will help satisfy it. And that's something I learned from Kim. And the other thing that Kim said is, you know, not eating. One of the things on, there's also, if you go to EMP 180 Weight Loss, they have strategies for a happy, healthy Thanksgiving. And one of the things you said was eating, you know, don't not have breakfast. You have to eat breakfast, you know, have a healthy breakfast because you're going to you're going to binge on dinner. And that's one of the things I learned from Kim, because she knows I panic and then I don't eat because I'm like, oh my gosh, I had something that I wasn't supposed to have. And I panic and then I don't eat, and I don't eat for like a day. And then Kim yells at me because I don't burn fat. I burn muscle. And the goal is to burn fat and build muscle. So if you don't eat, you do the opposite. And that was something that Kim and I struggled with a lot with the program for me. So if you go to emp180weightloss.com, there are so many incredible helpful tips here. And if you're an EMP 180 client, you could just give your coach, like Kim, who's a nutritional coach, a call and walk through your Thanksgiving menu. They'd be happy to help you make those good choices. Kim, thank you so much for joining us. You gave us so much information. Again, it's emp180weightloss.com, strategies for a happy, healthy Thanksgiving, and also Thanksgiving menu ideas, which I have been looking at, and I know we're going to be having some of these at our Thanksgiving. So thank you so much, Kim. And also, thank you for being such a great coach, but because both Heather and I have had such amazing success with Kim, so she has been integral in putting us on a healthy path, and we really appreciate that, Kim. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Mary, and I just want to say, you know, to everybody out there that we really do take a lot of time and pride in what we do. Yes. We're here all week. We have locations in Tyson's Corner, Ashburn, Woodbridge, Alexandria, Virginia. We also have Rockville, Maryland, and where I'm sitting right now in Potomac. We are open all the way through Wednesday evening, so give us a call, and we'd be happy to set you up with a consultation, complimentary, for listening to your show this morning.
That's fantastic. All right, so there's your opportunity right there. Kim, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Lisa Baden in the Hadid.